During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us, Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati, with Jake Gutierrez. And you heard the promo right there tonight, right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We have the NASCAR pre-race show at 6 o'clock, and then the race live from Kansas Speedway at 6:30. But also, if you want to get yourself ready a little bit earlier, over on our sister station ESPN Kansas City, we're going to have a NASCAR special with the Racing Boys at 4 o'clock. Let's talk to one of the Racing Boys, Kirk Elliott. Hello, Kirk. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. What do you have planned for the special that we can hear at 4 o'clock today on ESPN Kansas City?
Well, I guess we're going to preview the race coming up tonight.
That's right.
You know, it's an important race. We're getting down to, 8 races to go before we determine the 16 drivers that are going to be in the playoffs. 10 are already locked in as the 10 winners so far this season, but still you got 6 positions left to determine, and this is going to be an important race tonight to determine just how that's all going to go.
So, Kirk, let's talk about the race itself, being under the lights at Kansas Speedway with no fans there. How different is this all going to feel for you compared to what has happened at Kansas Speedway over the years?
Well, very different. For instance, we're not even going to be at the racetrack this afternoon because they don't allow anybody but the teams in the infield. So if you're not going to be able to get close to the drivers, I think we're going to operate out of our Racing Boys Lucas Oil Studios tonight and follow everything from there. That's the first big difference for us anyway, is we're not even going to be on site. So we're going to be watching like everybody. You know, the best way to experience this race is listen to it on Sports Radio 810.
Because that's right.
There it is.
If you listen to it on the radio, you won't even know there's no fans there, and you get really better coverage by listening to it on the radio. So that's probably the best way to experience it.
All right, so I've got some favorites here, some best bets for the Superstar Batteries 400 tonight at Kansas Speedway. I just want to get your thoughts on this, and in no way will Jake take this information and do anything with it. This is just for entertainment purposes. They have 3 sleepers here. If you're going to go with a long shot, they suggest Tyler Reddick at 33-1 and Matt Kenseth at 66-1. Do you like either of those as a and we're just looking for a long shot to hit a grand slam here, Kirk. Anything out of those two?
The Tyler Reddick 33-1 is an excellent bet because he finished second just this past Sunday to his teammate Austin Dillon down at Texas Motor Speedway, and he's a young driver. And he's a kid to really watch out for. That is a really good bet, I think. Tyler Reddick.
Tell us a little bit
Jake
more about
Gutierrez.
Him.
Jake Gutierrez.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake. Jake dropped his microphone.
33-1, huh?
Mm-hmm. I would go for it, man. Like I said, he finished the RCR team. Richard Childress Racing really had a great day at Texas Motor Speedway last weekend with Austin Dillon winning, his teammate right behind him. And Tyler Reddick has had some great finishes in the Cup Series so far in his rookie season, and if there was any one driver, we've already had Cole Custer win as a rookie, did that at Kentucky here a couple of weeks ago. Tyler Reddick is another driver that can certainly step up there and get it done as a rookie before the end of the season, and I think that's a terrific bet.
What about Ryan Blaney at 8-1? He is listed as one of the best bets. They have Kevin Harvick at 4-1, Chase Elliott at plus 550, Martin Truex Jr. plus 550, and Ryan Blaney they like at 8-1. Anything with Blaney there that you like? That's not bad. They say with a 1.5 mile track means Blaney will almost certainly be a factor tonight.
Well, he's been a factor on these 1.5 mile racetracks over the last several weeks. He had a really good race car on Sunday at Texas. He's starting fourth in tonight's race. And he's already got a win this year. That was at Talladega Super Speedway earlier this year. But he's been really running well on these mile-and-a-half racetracks. And I think that's a pretty good bet. If I had to pick one driver to win the race, it would have to be Kevin Harvick. He's starting on the pole tonight. He's got four wins this year, three wins at Kansas Speedway. He's going to be really tough to beat. But Ryan Blaney, who already has a pole position at Kansas Speedway earlier when he was driving for the Wood Brothers, gets around this racetrack pretty well. So starting in the fourth position, he's got a really good shot at running up front and possibly even winning the race.
So Harvick's been great on these 1.5 mile tracks as well, like you said. And I'm curious, so for an idiot like me that doesn't know the sport well enough, what is it about a 1.5 mile track, and what certain things does it make a guy like Blaney and Harvick good at than maybe compared to other guys when it comes to this length of track?
Well, it's the overall package that they run at these tracks. They're running a lower horsepower package at these tracks and lower downforce. And Harvick, these veteran drivers seem to do well with that. You know, you got to really momentum is a big factor coming off the corners on these tracks, and that kind of lends itself well to the veterans. But not only that, Stewart Haas Racing and Ford really has done very well on these kinds of racetracks over the last 2 or 3 years. And Harvick, especially at this racetrack, has performed that in very, very good position. But I'll tell you a driver that is due. He's not won a race yet this year, but he's the defending champion, Kyle Busch. And he's been running in the top five at a lot of these kinds of racetracks, but he's just not been able to get over the hump. Is there anybody that's overdue? It's Kyle Busch. So he's the one guy. Matter of fact, I'm going to pick Kyle Busch to win tonight's race just because he's overdue to win. He's come close a couple of times, just hasn't been able to close the deal. But I think maybe tonight Kyle Busch gets it done.
See if Jake can get the odds on Kyle Busch before this interview's over. I'm intrigued by this, and I'm writing things down for my DraftKings lineup. Yep. Because I like to listen to you, Kirk. I got a kick out of Clint Bowyer's tweet yesterday, and for people that didn't see it, he retweeted the starting lineup for the race tonight, and he said, "Officially putting in my complaint, as crappy," and he used a different word, "as crappy as I am at qualifying, there's no way I start this bad every week. Current random draw package sucks." There, I said it. Kirk Elliott, your response to that tweet?
Here's what he doesn't like about it. It is a random draw, but you got to be how they do this is they separate the field out by segments of 12 using the owner's points. So if you're outside the top 12 in owner's points like Clint is, the best you can do is start 13th in a random draw. So what they do is they take the first 12 drivers in owner's points, they draw for positions, they take the next 12, 13 through 24, and draw for owner's points, or draw for positions and so forth down the line. Of the second segment of drivers, 13 through 24, Clint Bowyer drew number 19. So that's where he's going to be starting tonight. What he's upset about is that you try to earn points in stages. Like, for instance, tonight's race is 267 laps. They segment the first 160 laps into two segments. So unless you draw a pretty good position to start the race, you're probably going to have a hard time in the first 80 laps of the race getting in the top 10 where you can earn points. So if you're starting that far back, track position is very critical if you want to try to earn points in the first stage, which is almost impossible to do if you're starting way back in 19th place. That's what Clint is complaining about. He'd rather see just a complete random draw or do something different. But I think he would feel a lot different about it if he was in the top 12 in points.
Hey, and let's go back to the guy that you've got that you're picking to win this thing. He thought he had a win right this past race, but then it got taken away because the left side of the car was too low. Did you agree with that decision? Was that fair?
Well, that was that he got disqualified in an Xfinity Series race. That's a lower series that some of these drivers are allowed to compete in, and he won the Xfinity Series race over the weekend, but then had it taken away from him because they ran the car through post-race inspection, a failed post-race inspection. So he was pretty upset about that. So that had nothing to do with the Cup Series, but the Xfinity Series, which, by the way, there's going to be an Xfinity Series race at Kansas on Saturday afternoon, but that's what he was upset about. But he's Kyle Busch is the kind of driver that, you know, he says what's on his mind. That's, you know, those of us in the media love that, when drivers say what's on their mind, and Kyle's not afraid to speak his opinion, but he's upset that he doesn't get, you know, the drivers don't get practice time out here on the racetrack. You know, all that we have seen on-track activities since the opening from the pandemic is the race itself. These drivers are not qualified. They've not practiced these cars. And Kyle's just a little bit upset that the guys were not given a little bit of time to practice and set up their race cars. But he's a talented race car driver. He can overcome that. So I'm thinking, Kyle, you're a great race car driver. You've got the same situation as everybody else does, just the race. So I think that may be what holds him back quite a bit. He focuses too much on what he can't do rather than what he can do. So maybe that's what's held him back winning a race this year.
And Kyle's, he's at 13-2. He's second favorite tonight. Him and Ryan Blaney are, or you can get him at +750 to win. So, Is he, Kirk?
He is way overdue. It's shocking. We're sitting here on the 23rd of July and Kyle Busch has not won a race this year. The last race he won was the last race of the year to win the championship at Homestead last November. So to think we're sitting here this late in the season, he hasn't got a win. I'm just saying he's way overdue to get a win, and he's running well enough at these kinds of racetracks, finishing in the top five most everywhere he goes. He just hasn't gotten over the hump yet. But tonight, I think, could be the night.
All right, Kirk, for anyone that's going to tune in and listen to the race tonight right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, anything else that we should listen for, or any other thoughts on how the race will play out tonight?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting the way everything has gone with NASCAR, and they've done very well. We haven't had any outbreaks of the pandemic, and I think you really got to applaud the way NASCAR has handled the protocols. For instance, today they unload these cars at 9:30. They start bringing the haulers into the infield at 9:30 this morning. They unload the cars. They go through inspection this afternoon. Drivers show up. They've got their motorhomes on the racetrack. They all come from their motorhomes to the starting grid at 6:20 tonight. They jump in the cars. They go racing. Then when it's over, everybody loads up. They head on out. You've got these other series coming in over the next couple of days. So just the way they're handling this whole thing is pretty interesting. They come in all in one day. Everybody will show up today, and when the race is over tonight, they all head out. So it's been pretty interesting to see how NASCAR has been able to handle all this with no other on-track activity other than the races themselves. But they've been able to pull it off pretty well, I think.
All right, Kirk. And again, like you said, there's more action coming up this weekend. And I know we can listen to Track Talk at 8 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 810. So run down the rest of the schedule after tonight going on at Kansas Speedway and how we can follow along with your coverage.
There are two races Friday and two on Saturday. On Friday night at 6 o'clock, the first of two Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series races will be held at 9 o'clock. The ARCA Menard Series will be at 9 o'clock. That's the Dawn 150 race. And then on Saturday, there's two races. The second Truck Series race at 12:30 in the afternoon. Then at 4 o'clock on Saturday, the Xfinity Series Kansas Lottery 250 will wind up the weekend.
And we'll listen to Track Talk at 8 a.m. on Saturday and get us ready for a big day and for race fans, a big couple of days out at Kansas Speedway. Kirk, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it, my man.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate having me on.
That is Kirk Elliott. So what are we doing here, Jake? So the article that I provided you with a little bit, Kirk liked a couple of them, and I don't know what else. Who have you decided on?
I think I'm leaning towards Kyle Busch.
Where do they have Tyler Reddick at? Because if we're going to do something, let's do something.
Go long shot, huh?
Mm.
I mean, there's room for both those bets.
But I mean, Kirk really perked up when we asked him about Tyler Reddick.
He did. He would get 33-1. Is that
this
what
article is 33-1? 33-1. Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just going by what Kirk said. So he sounded excited by that.
You can get him at plus 3,900. Whew.
He enters Kansas with momentum on his side following a runner-up finish Sunday at Texas.
Plus 3,900.
Cole Custer might have a win to his name, but Reddick has been the rookie to watch in 2020 with six top 10 finishes.
I might throw 50 bucks on him. 50 to win, what would that be? What's 39?
Reddick has enough talent to contend and presented with the opportunity to closing laps.
Actually, gambling's illegal, so if I was in Vegas, that's maybe what I'd do.
At Bushwood.
You're not the...
50 bucks to win 1950?
Just throwing things out here, right?
I don't know.
Trying to make things happen for people. There it is. Oh, jeez. Grenhard loves the races. We'll find out if he likes that bet. Probably not. On that note, let's take a break, and we'll talk to Tim Grenhard after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.